are listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg, and I'm Joe Vicnicki for the local news department. This is Borough Business. It is a call-in show we like to do before the Borough Assembly meetings. We haven't done one in a while because the Borough Assembly's been on their noon meeting schedule through the summer. We're back on the noon for the first meeting and a 6 p.m. for the second meeting schedule, so we will have these for the first meeting. Second meeting of the month, 6 p.m., we'll have call-in show, and we have three people here today, although Jay's headphones are not working well, so we're going to get those going. Oh, I know what I'm doing. Hold on a sec. Let's try this.
Oh, there you are.
There we go.
Nice.
Missed the button. Okay, now you can hear. Okay, we have three guests. We have Jay Stanton-Greger and Mark Jensen and Nancy Strand. Thank you all for coming in today, and we've got lots to talk about, so let's dive right in. The Borough Assembly has evaluated the Borough Manager, Steve Giesbrecht. He's been on for a number of years and has been on contract through next year, so there's talk of possibly extending his contract. First off, I want to ask the people who are here, what do you think of the job that the Borough Manager has done for the Borough of Petersburg while he's been here? I'll throw that down to Nancy first.
I think he's doing a fine job. I think we should extend his contract by another 5 years.
5 years is what he's proposing, and yes. He's proposing an increase in his salary to $121,000.
It's acceptable. Whatever okay. It is, it's acceptable.
Okay, so you like the job he's doing.
He hasn't had a raise in the last 4 years. So if he doesn't get it this year, it'd probably go another 5 years.
Okay. Mark, how about you? Were you in on this round of assembly evaluation, or was that after you had resigned that this happened, or what was the timing there?
I was there when the evaluations were filled out and returned to the clerk. At first I understood my evaluation wasn't going to be used during this process, which I understood since I resigned. But then they put it in the mix. But then this year they didn't use the high and the low evaluations, and I guess that's standard procedure in some circles. But so anyway, my input was used. As far as this proposal by the manager, first I'll say I think he's done a good job for Petersburg. Extending the contract for 5 years, I think, is a little bit of too long. And I don't know if the severance package was discussed during this or not. And if it's like it used to be, I think if there was relieve someone of their job, if it was with cause, there was no compensation, and without cause, I think it's a year.
I believe you're correct, Mark.
So I don't know. I'm sure that was discussed. I just didn't see that in this packet. So I guess we'll see if the assembly wants to go along with Steve's proposal this evening.
Okay. And Jay, what do you think of the manager's job so far?
Well, first of all, in terms of his performance evaluation, all of his ratings come back either meeting job standard or exceeding job standard or outstanding. And that's from both the assembly and department heads. He's met all expectations thus far according to our ranking system and the people deciding that. Further, about extending his contract and giving him a raise, the 4% raise is actually budgeted into this year's budget. We accounted for it when we put this year's budget out, so it's not new money. We're not saying, hey, let's give Steve a raise that we haven't planned on. This is something we talked about during budget time and just haven't gotten to. We haven't done this evaluation until now, so it's been accounted for, and I'm in support of it. In terms of comparing salaries, if you look at the hospital or the school, his salary is a lower percentage of total budget than, say, the CEO of the hospital or the superintendent of schools. So I think we're getting a really good value, even including the raise and contract extension.
Looking at the general fund spending, is that what you're saying? Percentage of that is?
Correct.
Okay. All right.
We had Jody look into, I believe his member Woolhooter asked for a compare and contrast on those.
Okay. All right. So it sounds like there will be a vote tonight on his contract proposal, or is there interest to vote from the three who are here?
Being the mayor, I can't make a motion to move anything forward, so that'll have to be, brought up by one of the other six members of our assembly.
Yeah, and I feel comfortable speaking to that. I feel it's something I'll definitely bring up after the evaluation. I think it'll be important for the assembly to have a full and robust discussion on that, and I'll definitely be making a motion to push that forward.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about a related issue is the oversight of the Power and Light Department, which has been in the news for a good part of the year. It's been in the discussion before the assembly, both in closed and open meetings, and it's back up for discussion tonight. How do we go forward at this point with the oversight of the Power and Light Department? Is it are we at the point of time of choosing a job description for the next Power and Light Superintendent? Mark, how would you like to proceed with this?
Well, I think that's where we're at currently. I know it has been a controversial topic. I think it's the manager's, I don't know if you'd call it a request, but he'd like for the assembly to weigh in and give him guidelines on how to move forward. Job description, whether it be engineer or just years experience or just managerial skills. And so that's going to be up to the, sounds like the assembly. And I hope the manager works closely with us so we could come up with a job description that suits our needs.
Well, there's the old job description and a new proposed one, I think, that he came up with or someone in staff came up with.
Right, and I don't know if that's one that Steve came up with. I'm assuming it is, and that's when this issue arose, when he proposed the restructuring of Power and Light, and we came up with this proposal that didn't require much, if any, electrical experience, just managerial skills.
So what's the difference between the old and the new job descriptions that are in the packet before you today? Jay, have you looked at those closely?
Yeah, but a quick backup in terms of qualifications. I know when we Steve changed this, he wanted to give greater latitude in terms of hiring, whether that be electrical engineer, some electrical experience, or someone with general utility experience. And I think you'll see in your packet some compares and contrasts with Sitka and some other communities where they have different requirements of that. On my own research thing, you really can find an entire spectrum of needs from communities, whether full electrical engineer or just managerial experience. I was looking at, I believe it was Aberdeen, Maryland, that just wanted, they generally wanted to hire in-house with, senior most officials, which is kind of not much electrical qualifications, but managerial. So we wanted to open it up to really the most qualified individual without pigeonholing ourselves into spending more than we can afford at this point.
Okay. Nancy, your thoughts on proceeding with Power and Light? What's the step forward that you'd like to take?
Well, I agree that we need someone with some managerial expertise there. I have no problem with the new description of job duties. And I'm glad we're going to be talking about it tonight when everybody's there.
Okay. And do you think there will be a vote on that as well, whether to move forward? I mean, conceivably, you could stay with the status quo, which is Carl's kind of doing the overall oversight of the department right now. Carl Hagerman and Scott Newman is doing the day-to-day operations. I guess you could continue on with that if you did nothing tonight? Or
Well, I mean, that's going to be the case regardless. The hiring process and recruiting will take, minimum 3 to 5 months probably, and Carl, although he's clearly said he has no long-term interest in the position anymore, is going to maintain as long as he feels he should in that interim basis. So, I mean, regardless of what we do tonight, and I do hope we can come to a consensus on language, Carl will remain in that, doing that for the short to medium term anyway.
Okay. All right. Other thoughts on Power and Light oversight? Do you think the person who's going to be working this job is in town, out of town, somewhere else? Who's going to be winding up in this position?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of a tough one to call. It'd be nice if there was someone in town that met the job description as when we advertise it, so we're not having to pay for relocating people. But I guess we'll just see what the assembly decides on job description and qualifications.
Absolutely. Kind of an aside on that, Mark, is as we get into the recruiting and hiring of whoever that may be, I think it'll be important that I've heard from the public that the assembly has some role in that hiring, not in an official, not necessarily official way, but being a part of it so it doesn't fall squarely on the city manager at that point. You know, bringing someone here from someone else is a big endeavor, you know, making sure family is a good fit, all of the above.
You know, yeah, to expand on that a little bit, when we recruited for the police chief position, we hired a firm, Firstman, I believe was the name of their company, and it cost us like $40,000-$50,000 to get the field narrowed down to the three candidates that came to town. And I can't remember if their wives came with them or not. It's been a few years back, but some of them, the wives did attend. And that was a great process, and the assembly actually interacted with them. We had meals with them, and I thought that was important.
Okay. All right. Well, big dollar amounts, though, for recruiting and bringing people to town and seeing if they're a fit.
The longer we look, the more it's going to cost.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, 772-3808 is our phone number. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment on that topic or any of them from the Borough Assembly agenda. Just a reminder, if you're listening and want to follow along with what we're talking about, the Borough Assembly agenda is posted on the Borough's website. You can go there and find all the documents that are posted, the whole packet. There are links there to follow for everything we're talking about here, including the manager's evaluation, the Power and Light reorganization, different job descriptions we're talking about. There's also an ordinance in second reading that the Assembly will be talking about that could make some changes to how the Assembly and other boards and commissions act here in town, what's required for a quorum. There was some opposition to this at last meeting, but it was seconded or moved into second reading just to get it to that level. What's your thoughts on this? One of the biggest changes is the quorum rule and how many people would be required for a quorum. Nancy, you weren't too excited about making that change last.
And I'm still not, and I'll be making an attempt to change it. I wanted to see if the public had anything to say, but I think it's a lame idea. The opportunity for abuse is too great, among other things. If two people from town are there and one of the two making up the quorum loses their signal, then there we sit.
Mm-hmm. End of meeting.
Right. Yeah. Plus, people come and talk to us during when we have a break. Mm-hmm. So that won't be happening for... Anyway, I'm not in favor of a two-person quorum.
How about you, Mark?
No, I agree with Nancy on that. I just happened to be driving around and moose hunting with the radio on when I listened to the last meeting, and I agree with Nancy. I think there should be four people present, and not necessarily just for the reason that you could lose connectivity and then the meeting's just over, but I think you get more interaction if you're in the same room. But I can understand why people need to be able to call in too, to voice their opinions.
And Jay?
Yeah, like I spoke at the meeting, one thing I had concerns about was us dictating that towards hospital board or planning and zoning. It turns out they can do what they want on that anyway. They don't need our guidance. But in terms of the assembly, I do feel it's important for the public trust to be able to have four people there that can either affirm or confront us on decisions we're making or discuss it with us before or after the meeting. I know being on the other side of that, it's felt good to have, a real quorum sitting there in front of me that I can talk to. So I definitely won't be or, like Nancy, I'll be looking to change the language.
Just amend it and not vote the overall ordinance
Correct.
Down, but just amend what's
just
there
that
so that keeps moving. Okay.
Yeah.
We do have a caller on line one. Caller, you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Joe, I had a couple comments. One was on what you're just discussing about having at least four members on the assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Two things on that. I think anything less than four, you're not representing the borough or the town if a couple people are making the decision. It should be maintained at least four people there at all times so the public can question you and you can have a back and forth. And the other thing is, if you can't go to the meetings, you shouldn't have run for the assembly. So, that's my comment on that. I do wholeheartedly wish they would stick to where you have to have at least four on the assembly. Being on it for years, I felt it was really important to have that back and forth discussion. And the other thing I was wanting to comment on is hiring more staff, like replacing Joe Nelson. I feel Joe left the Power and Light in great shape, and I have unbelievable confidence in Carl. and he's got a good staff there in Power and Light, where we don't need to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on more staff. We should be cutting back and consolidating wherever we can, because the budget's getting really tough and it's only going to be worse. Anyway, those were the two comments I had.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Any comments from mayor or assembly members?
But for the people listening, I think John was saying we needed to keep four people on the assembly, but what we were talking about is just having four people present in the assembly chambers to constitute a quorum for a meeting. So there'll always be seven people on the assembly, and it still takes four votes to pass anything. So
It's my understanding that two people can be in person, but the two have to call in to make up the quorum. It'd still be four for a quorum, but only two of them would have to be present.
Right, Nancy has it right. That's a proposed change, yeah.
The way John worded it, he said four people to make a decision. Basically, right. The wording's wrong. But, yeah, I think four people need to be in the room.
Okay. A bunch of the other changes in that ordinance, just update what's there. There is added language for second reading here on financial disclosure and making sure that you borough assembly members and mayor disclose what your interests are financially before you vote, and remove yourself from voting if that needs to happen. I think that's already been in city code, but
correct.
This has moved into a different place here for that language.
It was in charter, I believe. I talked with Debbie this morning about it. Yeah, and it's, or maybe it was in code back in the, under ordinances, but not specifically under this voting rights or voting requirements. And you are supposed to recuse yourself if you have a financial interest in the topic that you're going to be discussing and voting on.
That sounds kind of like a housekeeping one, isn't it, Mark?
I think so.
I thought the recusal came when you said, do I have a reason to recuse myself? And we voted on it.
Yeah, I think in the past it's been worded like that. You declare what your financial interest is. You say, I own this business or whatever, and then everyone else on the assembly votes on whether you should be allowed to vote or not.
Correct.
So, and I think the proposed language is similar. I think you declare, and then there's, again, a public vote on whether you should join it.
I talked with Debbie, our borough clerk, this morning about this, and just getting back into email chain, I got this email that they were adding this personal financial interest to this ordinance in the second reading. And I told her, well, maybe we should add stuff to the agenda or to an ordinance through an amendment by one of the members. But I see nothing wrong with, the clerk and the attorney in this case adding this to the ordinance, but it's already in the second reading, and this wasn't part of it during the first reading, so we had a conversation about that.
This is the public hearing for this ordinance in the second reading, also a public hearing on another ordinance change you're making that basically eliminates an IT department that was in the old city code. Haven't heard too much consternation about that one way or the other, but
Another housekeeping one going from city to borough code stuff, really. At least that's what it seems
up
to me. Correct.
Okay. You'll be voting on some grants and awards, bidding awards, one for $48,000 worth of contract work with Rainforest Contracting for pre-work to get ready for a new switch at PFI and Trading Union. This basically is, if I'm describing it right, is equipment that would isolate those two big power customers if there's an outage, or basically sectionalizes them from the grid. Am I explaining that right? I definitely am not an electrical engineer, so.
Well, me either. It sounds like you've kind of explained it more, more in depth than I would have been able to. So, yeah, it sounds like it needed to be broken down into two bids, one the earthwork, and I believe that's what we're doing here, and then have somebody come in to do the switch gear. And I think we already have some of that on hand, Jay. Do you know the switching gear?
I do not know off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Okay, but this is just the pre-work. It's a retaining wall to get ready for installing that switch. Also, a $15,000 grant from the Rasmussen Foundation, and any other thoughts on things on the borough assembly agenda that we should cover and mention? With the new mayor, new borough assembly going forward, have a new group here, kind of?
I mean, new group, old group. People have asked me a couple times since the election, like, oh, how do you feel about things? And It's really no different. Our job as assembly members and mayors is to work well with people we're sitting with, so I have no doubts we're going to move forward and be a really productive assembly. And just really the only way that should be to do good government, I guess.
Yep. And Mark, you have still to announce some other vacancies still in other boards and commissions, still looking for people to appoint to some of those spots that people did not run for?
Correct, and I'm not sure exactly what they are, but we're going to clerk will read that off tonight, the hospital board and planning and zoning. And just like it always has been in the past, it's always hard to fill some of those spots. Yeah. And one thing we're going to do is start advertising for letters of interest for two positions on the SEPA board. And we'll probably make that decision on during the second meeting in November. I think that's what SEPA likes it, before the end of the calendar year, so they could get their new incoming members up to speed. And this year, it's for us in 2018, it's just going to be one voting member and one alternate, and then 2 years from now, we'll have the two.
Okay.
Again, so.
And currently, it's your brother John and you are the alternate and voting member, or?
Correct. He's okay. The voting member, and I'm the alternate.
Okay.
So, I believe he plans on putting his name in, and I would do that as well. One other thing that's on the agenda tonight, this resolution 2017-19, it's in support of us, U.S. Senate Bill 1323 for Young Fishermen's Development Act, and I think it just provides funding for getting younger people into the fisheries, and Assemblymember Julie Decker forwarded this to me. They just passed it, so.
Over in Wrangell.
Yeah, okay. In Wrangell. So.
Okay, and you're going to be possibly traveling a little bit. You'll be going up to an AML local conference in November, it looks like, with new assembly member Brandy Morrell.
Yeah, in Anchorage. Going to go up to the Conference of Mayors, and then I encourage Brandy to put her name in to go to newly elected officials training, which I think it's very worthwhile for newly elected members. And I think it's, if you're on the assembly or any board very long, you should refresh yourself. And after, I'd like to make a trip to D.C., or somebody from the assembly needs to go to D.C. to talk with our federal delegation about dredging projects and Coast Guard issues. And last week, I think, I don't know if Glow is going to have a report in here, but she sent an email to Steve about the Corps coming back to Petersburg a week after they had the Harbor Masters Convention here, and we're looking over the harbor and Scow Bay for dredging and
getting that feasibility study going there.
Yeah, so hopefully that moves forward.
All right. Great. Nancy, anything on your end?
Just the things that we've covered, the evaluation and the contract. And I'm looking forward to some of the discussion items.
Okay. All right. We'll just mention those real briefly before we sign off here, those discussion items. Jeff Mucci's put a couple on, and he wants to talk about how you place items on an agenda. He wants to talk about travel authorization and expenses and personal financial interest conflict, and also the trip to D.C., a discussion item. So, guys, I have lots to talk about. We'll hear more from you. Thanks for coming in today. And remember that 6 p.m. is the meeting at the Borough Assembly Chambers. We'll be broadcasting it live. Chuck Rose is on next with Street Beat Music.